Carville, Trump collaborators should be shaved, paraded down PA Ave in orange pajamas, spat on by public after 2028. By Joshua Klein on October 24, 2025. Veteran Democrat strategist James Carville spelled out his fantasy dream for punishing Trump collaborators after the president leaves office in 2029. He said their heads should be shaved, they should be clad in orange jumpsuits, and then march down Pennsylvania Avenue while the public spits on them. The 80-year-old political consultant unleashed the tirade Wednesday on his Politics War Room podcast while discussing the Trump administration's higher education reforms with co-host Al Hunt. Trump has moved to reward colleges that commit to ending institutional practices targeting conservative viewpoints. Carville labeled universities that accept the reforms as collaborators, then said his fantasy dream is to see them punished when President Donald Trump leaves office in 2029. "You know what we do with collaborators?" Carville said. "My fantasy dream is that this nightmare ends in 2029. I think we ought to have radical things. I think they all ought to have their heads shaved." He went on to paint the scene in graphic terms. "They should be put in orange pajamas and marched down Pennsylvania Avenue. And the public should be invited to spit on them," Carville continued. "All of these collaborators should be shaved, pajama clad, and spat on." Hunt interjected, "Disney and Paramount?" Referencing Paramount's reported $16 million settlement with Trump and Disney's brief suspension of comedian Jimmy Kimmel after offensive comments he made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk on his late-night show. "Yeah, I don't disagree," he added. Carville went further, railing against what he called the institutions that compromised with Trump instead of standing up to him. "The universities, the corporations, the law firms. All of these collaborators should be shaved, pajamaed, and spit on." Carville clarified that he wasn't referring to long-standing defense contractors or firms already tied to government work. "I'm not talking about corporations like Lockheed," he said, emphasizing that his anger was directed at those that, in his words, chose to bend the knee to this guy. "The idea is you have to pay more because you did this. Because it is the only way that you're going to discourage future collaborators in the United States," he added. "It's a moral judgment." Carville went on to justify his fantasy punishment by branding Trump a criminal and a despot. "If you bend a knee to a criminal tyrant, and that's what he is, understand, he is a criminal," Carville said. 34 convictions would have been a lot more if they had pursued them. "He is a tyrant. He is no use for democracy. He has no use for the values of this country. You are collaborating with this, and it will bring eternal shame to your company." He continued by calling President Trump a tinpot tyrant and accusing the administration of undermining democratic institutions and displaying disdain for the rule of law. Carville urged Americans to defend democracy through voting. Observers were quick to note the contradiction, warning against tyranny while calling for ritualized public humiliation straight from an authoritarian playbook. In April, Carville compared cooperation with the Trump administration to Nazi collaboration during World War II, invoking the August 1944 liberation of Paris when French citizens violently turned on collaborators in the streets. "I'm not saying that these people should be placed in pajamas and have their heads shaved, march down Pennsylvania Avenue and spit on," Carville said then, before adding, "I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that that did happen." Apparently, 6 months later, Carville decided he was saying exactly that. Earlier this year, the Democrat strategist warned Trump's second term was the most serious crisis that this country has ever faced and claimed the entire idea of the United States is in jeopardy. In March, he went further on CNN, suggesting Trump is actively trying to destroy the United States because it's possible he hates our country. Last week on MSNBC, Carville insisted Americans should not respect the current Supreme Court, alleging the justices could care less about the Constitution and calling the court an adjunct to the Republican Party. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.